We welcome to our studio the man who would be governor. His name is Tim James. Greetings, Mr. James, and thank you for coming in.
Good morning. A little nippy in Birmingham.
Just a little nippy.
Had the pleasure of interviewing your father a number of occasions back when he was governor, and then when he was running again, he and I stood on the pitcher's mound at the Hoover Met,
ready
to throw out the ceremonial pitch at the Birmingham Barons game. He was one of, like, four of us that were throwing. I was like, really? You've got the sitting governor here, and he's lined up with the rest of us yahoos ready to throw out a pitch at the I think that's what cost him the election. I got to be honest.
Pitch?
That's why he didn't get.
Did he make it over the plate?
No, that was the problem. Oh, it was terrible. He tried to throw a
curveball. Roll it in, roll it across.
It was
home base or something.
He did the best he could under the circumstances. You, of course, have run, you've run before. You were part of that mix with Bentley and
Burns.
Yes, yeah.
2010
yeah.
race.
Yes.
It was a tight race.
It was a tight race. It was very tight.
We missed the runoff by 158 votes.
Mm.
And for the first time in my life, I learned the lesson the hard way that every vote really does count.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 600,000 votes.
Well,
yeah,
no,
that's close.
Wishing
that's
I'd gotten out of bed that day now. I'm sorry. That may have been
true.
On me. That was
you
my fault.
You know, I'm going to hold you
personally
almost personally responsible.
You should. You absolutely should. So here's my question to you. You're a businessman, successful businessman. You've got your fingers in a lot of different pies. You did run in the past, and you came relatively close. Now we've got a sitting governor. We've got a lot of industry coming into the state of Alabama. Unemployment rate is relatively low. Seems like the state coffers are doing fairly well. Why do you choose now to run for governor? Why not wait 4 years until, you know, the field is clear and we're looking at somebody new? Why do you decide to go up against a sitting governor who seems to be relatively popular?
Well, let me just say this first. Governor Ivey is a friend of my family, 40 years. My dad gave her start in his first administration as a cabinet. So this is one of those situations that I don't look forward to. But the truth of the matter is Alabama is not doing well. We are dead last in public education, K-12. And while revenue has been skyrocketing at more than double the rate of inflation for a decade, we have collapsed in our grade scores. We are now 50th, 51, 52, reading and math. And so what's happened is this. The structures, the system in Montgomery have overwhelmed this administration. And when that happens, whatever bureaucracy it is takes over, nothing happens. And so the children in this state are scoring at a level that we've never seen. I'll give you an example. In math, in the year 2000, we were ranked 36th. Today, we're 52nd, and that's behind the other 49 states plus the District of Columbia and the military schools. Give you another example. In reading, in 2009, we were 39th. Now we're 49th. So there's an illusion that things are well. Things are not well. Now, the legislature, the majority, and I'm talking the Republicans, have done things that I can't believe. It's like I've just woke up one day and looked down on Alabama, and I thought, where are we? For example, they tried their dead level best to put 9 casinos in Alabama all at one time, not one or two, but 9. These are the these are Republicans. I watched the gas tax just cavalierly throw 10, 11 cents in gas tax. And, you know, when they did it, gas was around $2 a gallon. And I just wonder if anyone ever stopped to think, well, what happens if all of a sudden gas goes up, as commodities do, and it's over $3 a gallon? Now it begins to sting. And these things have just been going on and on and on. And then I've watched the mandates. Everybody likes to talk about Joe Biden. Governor jumped on him like a chicken on a June bug, as did the rest of the Republican leadership. But you know what? When UAB did the same thing to thousands of public employees, state employees here in Birmingham, they said nothing. So there's a lot to talk about. And this mandate thing and the mask thing on our children is very serious. Of course, the courts have reversed what Biden did, But right now, the legislation that the governor signed into law, the special session, you know, all it did is it gave three exemptions for people, for private sector employees, either if you had the COVID or it's against your, you have a religious reason again, or you have a medical reason. But guess what? There's still hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who could be fired today, not because of Biden, but because of the legislation that the governor signed. So when you ask me the question, is it right? Things are not right. Things are out of order. Things are out of sort. And, you know, the what's happening is the fabric of this nation is coming apart at the seams. And we all know it. We sense it in our gut. And our leadership, either they don't get it in at the deeper level, or they just don't have the stomach for the fight. That's why I'm in this race for governor.
So let's go back. We're talking with a guest, Tim James, who's running for governor here in the state of Alabama. Let's go back to education for just a minute. It is atrocious where we are. It's a bit embarrassing. We shouldn't be where we are, as low as we are compared to other states across this country. It's very embarrassing. So my question to you is this: if you become governor, if you win this election, what do we do? What steps do we take? What can we do that's not being done to get us from 52nd further up the list?
Back to where we were, or
better, yes.
Well, that's always the issue. What you going to do about it? That's
right.
What you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
So for the first time in my life, because we are so bad, I think when the people of Alabama, when it really dawns on them where we are, used to say, thank God for Mississippi and so forth. Now they're going, thank God for Alabama. Mm. When this dawns on the people of this state, they're going to go, you're going to see steam coming out of their ears. And I'm a tattletale. I'm fixing to tell 4 to 5 million people what's really going on. This is what we've got to do. And I think the opportunity is there because it's so bad. We have got to take the education system as we know it and break it down to its basic foundation and reconstruct it from the ground up, from the foundation, totally. And I think you have a shot. Now, what does that mean? Number one, you have to have discipline in classrooms. You have to get rid of unruly children. And I talk to teachers all the time. They've got 24 kids. They got two that are unruly. They disrupt. You got to get them out of the classroom. Number two, you got to give teachers not only total control over the class, they have to be able to teach you. They spend hours doing all this extra paperwork instead of teaching. Number three, the principal. The principal is the key to every strong school, no matter where it is. And this is not new stuff. Where you have strong principals, you're going to have improving schools. Where you have weak principals, you can put a weak principal at Mountain Brook is going to go down. So, and they should be paid bonuses tied to performance. Now, I'm not interested in comparing Mountain Brook to Selma High School, but I will compare Selma High School to Selma High School year over year. And then finally, the money must follow the students. Now, what that means is it is time for vouchers so that a mom and a dad who has a kid in an underperforming school can say, I'm getting my kid out of this, and they get a voucher for the money, and they can take that and go to another public school that has slots. They can take it and go to private schools that will accept the vouchers. These vouchers can pay for homeschooling. So all of a sudden, we're giving our moms and our dads this ability to react to situations in front of them. Puts tremendous pressure on the school systems. We're to that point now. I used to think we could do this piecemeal. I no longer believe that. I believe it is a comprehensive overall plan over these next months. I'm going to lay it out in much more detail, and then I will win this election. The people of Alabama, when they hear this, they elect me. That is a clear mandate from the people of this state. This is what we want done. Mm-hmm. And then the battle will begin. And you say, well, how are you going to get it through the legislature? Wasn't that your next question? Wasn't that it?
Could be.
Okay. The question... it's the bully pulpit. And, you know, this is the problem with everything now. There's no resistance. And you say everybody likes a governor, and they do, and I'm one of them. The problem is there's no resistance. There's no battle. And when there's no resistance and battle in politics, I promise you the special interests are getting their way. You've got to have resistance, and that's the problem. And I will take this message, and I will take this plan to the people of Alabama in every town and every city. And so what happens is all of a sudden these legislators, they go to church, they go to the drugstore, and people walking up to them on the street and say, you better get behind the James plan to rebuild our education system. And they hear it day in. That's how you get it done. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're more fearful of their constituents in their communities than they are of the special interests who are trying to maintain the status quo.
So school choice, not a new idea, which I love. I mean, I think a lot of people have talked about it, and it seems to be successful wherever it's tried. The question is, when you take those two wild kids, the youngins that are just disrupting, and you take them out of the class, where do they go?
They're going to go into another system of schooling.
A special school.
A special type situation.
They become radio people.
You could have all sorts of things going on with these children. In public schools, you have special laws, but you cannot have two kids disrupt 22 kids.
No, I agree.
And that's the issue. And
I was one of those two kids, by the way, just to be clear.
Well, you turned away.
I was part of the problem.
See, you must have had a strong principal, because look at you, how you turned out.
Yeah.
He got you straightened out. She did.
We're chatting with Tim James. We're going to try to get him out of his shell in the next segment, see if we can't get him to talk a little bit more about his plans. Back with more of Tim James in just a moment.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.